This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
When we were kids, there were guys in our lives who taught us lots of stuff.
Mine taught me how to go fishing on our boat if the sea wasn't rough.
They showed us how we could do our best and how to raise the bar.
They'd always be saying you're special and we believe that you're a star.
Being a dad,
being a dad,
being a dad.
Good morning, this is Frank and
Isley
Carter with Hi Dad Full Time Full On, their weekly thoughts, conversations with, thoughts about being a parent and being a dad, and conversations with Esley, and lessons learnt, mistakes made, a bit of education, looking back, sometimes looking forwards. But today we have our special guest has come back again. Esley, would you like to introduce our special guest?
We have a special guest and you can say your name.
Hi, I'm Margaret.
Hi, Margaret.
Hi, Margaret.
Malalele.
Malalele.
Pepe Haki.
Saipe.
Oh, neat. Margaret, of course, was with us last week. And, still on holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Nice result. Yeah, nice result. Okay, now today, after a significant consultation with with Esley and Margaret, what are we looking at today? What is it? Oh, just for once, I'm having difficulty with your writing, Esley.
What? actually,
baby. We're going to talk about a baby. We're talking about Margaret's baby sister. Yeah, right. We'll have a talk about maybe Margaret. Education Sunday, which we briefly spoke about last week, but this is the Sunday that the Tongan community have throughout the world on the third Sunday in January, and that's just gone. I'd like to, Esley and Margaret, we're of course participating in that, to hear a little bit from them about their thoughts on the Education Sunday and the thoughts on their purpose for it. What else? Well, of course, Snapchat group. This is the result of a conversation, and it's really neat to have these conversations with Esley, and I'm listening to Esley telling me about something that's happened on a Snapchat group of hers, and it's really neat to have these kinds of conversations. So I'd like Esley to tell us a little bit about a Snapchat group that she was in. And back to school. There's different ways. Margaret, which school are you in?
Barclay.
Barclay. And you're going into
year 8.
You're 8 this year. And Esley, you're in which school?
Horatu.
And you're going into
year 6?
I don't think so.
Year 7,
you're going into year 7. And there are two ways that the schools are encouraging the students to participate and contribute. And I'd like to hear from both Esley and Margaret about the different ways that Barclay and Horatu is encouraging their students. So that's our show for today. And Esley, Margaret, you two have set up a track for us. Are we ready to go on our first? What have we got?
Up.
And
hello.
Oh, sorry.
Welcome. This was Rihanna hating on the club.
Yes.
So now we're going to be talking about Margaret's new baby.
Margaret's new sister.
I mean, sorry.
Yes.
Sorry. She's only 12, guys.
Yes. Margaret's new sister. Hi, Margaret. Tell us about your sister, your baby sister.
Oh, yeah. So my baby sister, she's 1 month now.
Really? Oh, of course. It goes so quickly, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And she's walking?
Nope.
No, of course not. I was just being cheeky first. Okay. And her name is?
Anna Jane.
Anna Jane. That's European. Has she got a Tongan name?
Yes, Anasaini.
Anasaini, right. And is that sort of kind of like a family name, part of your family, as like your grandmother or...
So my dad's mom, yep. Her name's Anasaini, so then we decided to name her after that.
Oh, that's neat. That's really neat. And so, yeah, she was born just before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And does she keep you awake at night?
Not really.
She's obviously a very good baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so now, yeah, just before Christmas, she's a month old. This weekend, like tomorrow, in actual fact, we talk about Saturday. Saturday's Sunday. Tomorrow is a very special day for Anasaini and your family.
Yeah.
Go on, tell us, please.
Like, if your baby's, like, for us Tongans, if your baby's turning 1 month, like, older, can't be younger than that. But
right.
If they're 1 month older, then you can baptize them.
Oh, right. Yes. So that's what's happening on Sunday.
Yes.
Great. Oh, wonderful. That's really neat. And that's at the St. John, the Hamilton East.
Yes.
St. John's Church over there in Hamilton East. Oh, that's really, actually, there's, I think Miley and Esra, you're going to be away, aren't you, for the camp?
Yeah, me and my mum's going to camp.
Yeah.
For the Sunday school teachers.
Sunday school teachers.
With a few other people.
Yep.
From church.
Right, yes. So, yeah, I'd be delighted to join you, actually, on Sunday afternoon.
Oh, thank you.
It'd be
you.
Really neat.
Me and my mum want to come, but we can't.
No, yes. Yeah, I mean, what else do you say about baby? You know, Esme was here doing this show from when she was 12 months old.
Really?
Really. She wasn't saying a great deal.
When I was 0.
As a year old. Yeah. Didn't say a lot.
Did I cry?
Occasionally, there was some sort of little sort of squawks and squeals. But more often than not, of course, there was this kind of like aroma when we left the studio.
What's an aroma?
Poo.
Can you cut that off?
Okay, yes, all right. Yeah, we'll move on from there. It doesn't have to happen only once or twice. We had to, yeah. Okay.
I remember one time when I was like 7 or something.
Yes.
We just finished and I did a fart.
Yeah.
And there were other people waiting for us to leave. And then when we came out, my dad said, "Oh, the room is free, but just beware of my daughter to do that."
Yes. And you know something? I think in just about every, or I understand in the vast majority of cultures throughout the world, people laugh at farts. I don't know. There are one or two cultures that are disgusted, of course. But most people laugh.
And then, like, my dad was like, "Oh, sorry, there is a bit of a smell. My daughter did a little business, but it should be good." And then they were looking at me weird. They're like...
I'm quite sure they understood it. I'm quite sure they... we're moving on. Okay, so Anasaini's, she's really good. Yeah, mm-hmm. Everything fine. And very and healthy and... Yeah,
yep, healthy.
Everything's really healthy and she's good. And when I go around, of course, just like whenever I see her, she's sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Babies sleep a lot because they grow so much. That's wonderful. Really neat. Okay, so I'm looking forward to Sunday afternoon. And also you and Esla, you and Mum are going to be away for the weekend.
Yeah.
And tell us a little bit. I'm not sure if you understand, if we've told you very much about what the weekend is about. Do you remember?
It's a camp. for the plan for the Sunday school teachers, for the churches, Methodist Church, for 2024, and Mum invited me.
That's right,
there's
yes.
There's not that many kids going. There's
no.
There's like only one or four, but yeah.
Yeah. So, yes, that's a weekend camp for Sunday school teachers.
It's at this Christian youth camp in...
Ngaruwahi.
Yeah.
Ngaruwahi, yeah. So that's so that'd be good. And that's really neat because it's an organized, it shows that there's a degree of organization and planning for the next, for the rest of the year for the Sunday school. Also understand a little bit of how to manage the classes and how to plan for it and how to manage it. Because sometimes, you know, kids are a bit like I was when I was young. Yeah, not always listening.
Naughty.
Really? Not always listening. Not always focused.
Yeah, naughty.
So, yeah, sometimes I think the worst thing about boys is that I used to be one. Okay. Does that make any sense? Not really. Okay. Okay, moving on. So that's a quite a busy weekend. Now, something that you mentioned to me, Esley, late last year, you came to me and said, Dad, can I go on Snapchat? And I went, oh, no. Internally, I went, oh,
I
no.
I went on Snapchat because
yes.
All my friends had it. So I did a made a presentation why I should get Snapchat.
Yes.
And it worked.
Yes. But only after I checked it out.
I have to get family.
Yep. Yeah. It's the kind of stuff that us parents, when our kids come to us and say, oh, can I go on Messenger? Can I go? Your heart sinks.
But
because we read all the horror stories.
Having Snapchat now, it's not that interesting.
Not that interesting. It's interesting.
It's a bit boring.
Oh, that's... Well, I was going to say that's wonderful. But why is, in what way is it boring?
It's you don't really do much on it.
Okay, so...
You just text people.
So it's no different to Messenger or texting?
Yes, it is.
In what way is it different to Messenger?
You can decorate yourself.
Right.
Like your avatar.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, but in terms of communicating with people or messaging people, is it any different to Messenger or texting?
No.
Just the same. It's a fashion. Yeah. Something that I was very impressed though. Do you have groups on Messenger? You do, don't you?
Yes, on Messenger.
Yeah. Now, do the groups work the same on Snapchat as they do on Messenger?
Yeah, I think so.
So, if you on Snapchat, you were telling me that you had a group of your friends from your school. You had a group, and then what started to happen?
My people came in.
Other people came in.
Yeah.
How did they come in?
My friends let them in.
Oh, yeah, yep. Your friends let them in. Right. And then what started happening? So people came into your group that you didn't know?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what started to happen?
I didn't know them.
Go on.
And they were strangers.
And, yes. And... what was starting to happen to the conversation? You were telling me something happened to the conversation.
They were being like saying bad words.
Right.
And stuff.
Yep. And so what did you do?
It was a bit boring and annoying because one time I was trying to play Roblox.
Yes.
And my tablet kept dinging.
Oh, because of the messages.
Yeah, and it kept going da-ding, da-ding, da-ding.
Yes.
And then I just left.
You left the group because it became annoying. Okay, right. Gotcha. So I was really pleased to listen to that conversation, to listen to you telling me about that.
Yeah.
Delighted. And also I was very pleased, that you had made the decision that it wasn't for you. Really pleased. Have we got another track that we can go to? And then we'll come back with... back to school. We're going to set up the next track.
Okay.
And then we'll come back with different ways that the schools encourage you and motivate you at school. What's our next track?
Let Is it ready?
Have you ready? Yeah, we're ready to go now. Yes. Yes.
That was Super Shy by New Jeans.
New Jeans?
Yeah.
New Jeans?
Yeah.
Levi's?
It's like a group.
It's like a K-pop group.
Ah, K-pop. Yes. Okay. Are all the K-pop groups from Korea?
Some are like from
Thailand.
Yeah, like Thailand.
Okay, so the K-pop groups are from that kind
some,
of...
Some, like, just like... Asia, right. Not all of Asia, like China, Japan, oh, I don't know, but like Korea, most of them are Korean.
Okay, right, and yet they have become very, very popular in the Western world.
What's that?
What is in sort of like the European-speaking countries, English-speaking countries, and also in Europe and America.
My friends like K-pop.
Yeah, very quite. It's quite unique that there's this exchange. Like until fairly recently, it was all the American and the Western music was going to Asia, but now it's coming back, which is really neat. Really neat. School next week.
Don't remind me.
We've got a long weekend, and I know that you're both really enthusiastic about going back to school on Tuesday.
Can you edit that out?
You'll be bouncing out of bed at 6:30 in the morning saying, "Mom, Dad, quickly, can you get me home? Because I want to rush off to school."
My mom's already gone.
Yeah.
At that time.
Well, Dad.
In the morning.
Yeah. But would that be right, Margaret?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. Okay, right. Now, before the show, we were talking about different ways that the school and the teachers motivate you to do stuff. At Barclay, you were telling me about the banking.
Yeah, banker.
Can you tell us a little bit about that process, that what happens, what the teachers do?
Okay, so first of all, you get this app. It's called Banker.
App on your phone?
No, on the school device.
Oh, on the school device, right,
you can,
yes.
You can go on anything. Like, right. You can log in, but, like, it's mostly, like, we usually use it on...
On the school device. Got it. Yep, okay, good.
So then there's a list of jobs that are available.
Right.
And then you select the jobs that you want. And mostly some kids, they pick the one with the most money.
With the most... money.
Fake money.
Oh, right. So what kind of... Oh, so on your list, this is jobs in the classroom and in the school.
Yeah.
What sort of things are we talking about? Are you like making dinner for the for lunch for the teachers? Or, no?
No.
No? Cleaning the classroom?
You're cleaning the classroom, taking out the rubbish.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, cleaning the windows, wiping the tables.
Right, okay. So do you choose your particular job for what, for the term or for the week or...?
Every term you have to change your job.
Oh, right. So you choose. So they have. Isa, you had a question.
Do you get like bankers, like money for like doing a good job for your work or no?
Sometimes you can get a raise if you actually did a good job and did it neatly.
All right. So if you do a good piece of work, if you try hard and you put your full effort into it, you can get an extra bonus or something. That's neat. So so you choose a job like wiping the tables, and that has so many Barclay dollars.
Yeah.
Barclay dollars. And so they add up at the end of the term or the end of the year?
There's auctions as well. And plus there's taxes included. Ooh, and like transportations, like fake transportations. Like if like you're walking from... school to home or like wherever,
yes.
And like you don't have to pay, but then there's sometimes it's a bit far away, so then you need a vehicle,
right?
And then like for example, if you don't have a car,
right,
then you take a taxi, and then it like takes off like $5 or something.
Oh, so you can get taxed, and you
tax.
All right, how do they figure the tax? No,
did the teachers do it?
I'm pretty sure it's just from the app. There's tax savings. And you have to first do a CV before you apply for the job.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, excellent. Yes, Esley, you were going to ask a question.
That reminds me of at school last year, we did this $1 million thing.
Ah, yes.
You get gifted $1 million.
Yep.
Fake.
Yes.
And, like, you have to buy a house. You have to buy plus the rent.
Yes.
You have to buy, like, furniture for the house. You have to buy, like, groceries, you have to buy kitchen, you have to buy couch, chair, and, like, you have to have your whole house.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And you do it on a spreadsheet, and you got to write down the price and then add it all up till you get to $1 million.
Okay.
This random boy,
yep.
He wanted to buy the Elon Musk company.
All right, yes.
And the teacher told him to stop.
Oh, right, because I don't think $1 million would do very well on, do go very far. So on that one. So at the end of the term or end of the year, you have an auction where you can sort of auction for pens or pencils or stationery.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. And do you find that sort of like motivates you or encourages you to do stuff?
Yeah, so on the first term, some kids were like, oh, no, like it's best to save some money.
Ah, yes, yes.
Because the first auction, it's usually just stationery. But then some kids know that like, oh, at the end of... the year, then he might give out treats, so might as well save my money.
Oh, got it. That's a really neat thing. Okay, so that's teaching you sort of say, oh, okay, I'll back out of this one. I won't spend my money just yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
You usually buy your money on? Like, what do you buy usually?
So some people, so it's exactly just like the same thing as a ANZ.
Right.
I think so. Like, there's like Kiwi Saver as well.
Ah, yes, yes.
And the same thing as yours, but we can buy a house, but we don't have to buy furniture.
Right. Yeah. Okay. That's wow. Really, that's really neat. So that's the app that's on your device at school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right. And you can't fake it.
No.
No. Who gives you the points? Is it the teachers?
The teachers.
You say, yeah. Okay. You can't fake it. Oh, that's really neat. We haven't got a lot of time to go into the dojos, Esley. Unfortunately, we're just about the end of our show.
Bye.
Bye. Just one thing, though. You did mention spreadsheets, and I'm amazed. Year sixes.
And year fives.
Do you do spreadsheets as well?
No.
Not yet.
Maybe they do something different.
Yeah.
At the same level. I was very, very impressed that at year fives and sixes are starting to use spreadsheets. Thanks. Wonderful. Thanks very much for being with us. Esley, would you like to say sign off?
Bye.
Okay. Margaret?
Bye.
Bye. Okay, thanks very much for being with us. Look forward to being with you again next Saturday morning. Have fun. Enjoy yourselves. Enjoy the kids. Look, have fun at school and enjoy your teachers.
Being a dad,
being a dad,
being a dad,
being a dad,
it takes time,
give them time,
being a dad.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.